Rectangle.
Avec le soutien de Sabam for Culture.
To shine your shoes, come and take a chance with the World War Blues. Politician rumor in the cocktail hour. Norman Bates didn't offer me a shower. I wanna do the splits, but I don't know how. To the 3-minute warning, apocalypse now. Tuned up troopers coming in the door. It's Trump versus Clinton versus all out war. Psycho clowns gonna give you hell. Teenage turtles messing with my hair gel. Lipstick and eyeliner looking like guts. Shimmy to the backbeat, turn back the clutch. It's the swinging 60s but based on Mars. Saturday night fever in the all-night bars. Republicans, Democrats in Star Wars hats. Dance till the end of the world, you twat. Reggae, reggae music, shaking in my bones. Looking like the dwarf from Game of Thrones. Please, Mr. Policeman, don't shoot me. I've only been speeding, not dealing ecstasy. Conspiracy dance. It's a conspiracy dance. It's a conspiracy dance. Conspiracy dance. Conspiracy dance. You better shine your shoes. Come and take a chance with the World War Blues. Politician rumor in the cocktail hour. Norman Bates didn't offer me a shower. I wanna do the splits, but I don't know how. To the 3-minute warning, apocalypse now. Tooled up troopers coming in the door. It's Trump versus Clinton versus all out war. Psycho clowns gonna give you hell. Teenage turtles messing with my hair gel. Lipstick and eyeliner looking like guts. Shimmy to the backbeat, turn back the clock. Since the swinging 60s, but based on Mars. Saturday night fever in the all-night bars. Republicans, Democrats in Star Wars hats. Dance till the end of the world, you twats. Reggae, reggae music, shaking in my bones. Looking like the dwarf from Game of Thrones. Please, Mr. Policeman, don't shoot me. I've only been speeding, not dealing ecstasy. Conspiracy dance. Conspiracy dance. Conspiracy dance. Conspiracy dance. Conspiracy dance. Conspiracy dance. You better shine your shoes for the World War Blues.
Hello, my name is Brian. I'm the singer of The Love Drones. This is the fourth album. The preceding three albums were predominantly instrumental, and I was the keyboard player. On this album, I've added some keyboards to the songs, but for this album, I'm the lead singer. This is the first album by The Love Drones that's in English. On previous albums, we had some guest singers. They sang in French. This one is in English. It's just the way it happened. Some years ago, we had a jamming session because the studio was booked for another project, but the girl was sick. So Benjamin suggested we use the time just as a jamming session for the Love Drones. We came up with some ideas, and he said to me, I'll just put some words on this. He gave me about 10 minutes, so it was nothing very profound. But when I was listening to this particular piece of music, it sounded like a dance, like the locomotion or the twist or something. And it also made me think of the Specials. And there's also a song on the first Specials album, Do the Dog, which is about a fictional dance as well. So that was the idea. So I just came up with Conspiracy Dance. It was just a lot of rhyming couplets, complete nonsense written on the spur of the moment. psycho clown's gonna give you hell, teenage turtles messing with my hair gel, lipstick and eyeliner looking like goths, shimmy to the backbeat, turn back the clocks. It was just bum, bum, bum. It was all very much stream of consciousness, and it was in English. And so that's the way we continued with the songs. It's fair to say that each album is different from the last for various reasons. I think this one's different because it was recorded over a period of time with different people in different studios. There was no fixed deadline for when it would be completed or even assembled. The first recordings were in 2016, and then nothing happened for a couple of years. So there's very much a mix of different styles because different musicians were involved at different time periods in different studios. And a lot of the vocals were put on many years later than when the music was created. So that makes it different as well. It's hard to say. I like them all. If there's to be a single, it's probably the title track, Conspiracy Dance. Because as I said, it's very catchy. I was even thinking it could become a dance. The lyrics could suggest dance moves. The first line, conspiracy dance, you better shine your shoes. Come and take a chance with the World War Blues. Each line could suggest a dance move. Teenage turtles messing with my hair gel. So that's the catchy number. There's an interesting number at the end of the album, a firework exploding. And it started with Benjamin asked me to start an arpeggio on the synthesizer, just going up and down, and we could play along with that. And my Jupiter 8 had a defective oscillator. So normally an arpeggio would go continuously, but because of this defective oscillator, there was a pause. So it gave it a very strange rhythm. So it would go do-do-do-do-do-do. And the band played along with this for, it must be 8 minutes. So it's quite a long song. We use most of that time. And it has different sections, three verses. And then on the fourth verse, I decided to just do a spoken word thing. And in fact, 31 years ago, when I worked in the Dead Fly Studios in England, there was no internet. So you had to find your own amusement. We didn't have a computer, but we had a typewriter. So when the groups went home at the end of the evening, I would take LSD and just sit at the typewriter, writing kind of stream of consciousness, naked lunch type craziness. And thankfully I kept some of these pages. So I used a section that I'd written 31 years ago on LSD. And can you imagine if some kind of entity had manifested before me and said, guard these pages well, Brian. In 31 years' time, you will recite them on a Belgian psychedelic album. You know, that would have been something. But I think I probably would have gone the way of Syd Barrett if that had happened. So there's a section, there's this stream of consciousness section. At the end of the song, there's a story. I wrote a novel a few years ago called X, and there's a dream sequence. And it was really an observation about the differences between men and women. And the idea is that if there was a planet, if you found yourself on a planet where the people didn't have heads, but had perfect bodies, then in the story, the spaceship crashes, there are two men and two women from Earth. And with these physically perfect humanoids that don't have heads. And after a few weeks, it becomes a problem for the women because they long for a smile or a kiss or to look into someone's eyes. Whereas the two men just say, yeah, bring on the headless nymphomaniac space women. You know, it's not a problem. So this was the observation in the story, and that appears at the end of the track. So it's 8 minutes. It's an epic with all these different sections. It kind of sounds like Bruce Springsteen being sung by Plastic Bertrand. It's very driving.
Yesterday's news, the victimized kid has taken a shoe. They say you get the light. Two men and two women from Earth. The inhabitants of this planet were humanoid in form and identical to humans in every respect but one, in that they didn't have heads. The spaceship was damaged beyond repair and the planet's civilization was unable to assist. They communicated by telepathy, and lacking the saving grace of a beautiful or handsome face, nature had compensated by giving them perfect bodies. Every living person was a Venus or an Adonis. They were also very physical. Sexual expression was virtually a language to them, and one they were keen to speak with the four humans. After some weeks, the two women became jaded with this existence. They longed for a smile, the kiss of lips, or to gaze into a pair of eyes for affection or empathy. They both came to realize that they couldn't live without these things. Would inevitably form two couples with their two male crew members, and this new Eden would have surely unfolded had it not been for the two men who they never set eyes on again.
Some of the other tracks, during the confinement, I would receive emails with these tracks that had surfaced from past recording sessions. And Benjamin would say, you know, just put some words to this. So I'd transfer the music to the iPod and I'd just go walking around the city for a few days, listening to the music and thinking of ideas. And of course, the city was dead. It was really eerie, no people about, no cars. And so that came across in a couple of these songs, and there is a song called Quarantine, which the music had a kind of primal scream, loaded feel to it. And what I tend to do is the first thing it suggests, I run as quickly as possible in the opposite direction because I don't want it to sound like primal scream. My wife says it sounds like Ian Brown. I think it's got a bit of an Stone Roses Oasis feel. It's very stompy. And the idea behind that one was that initially the quarantine, people thought, well, it's an opportunity to spend some time with people and quality time, share a bottle of wine. But I had the feeling the longer it went on, it would start to become something else, something more darker. And where people would get fed up, violent even. And so that's the idea behind Quarantine, and that was written during the confinement period.
Song.
croissant. Mr. Marmalade is coming to tea, and he's bringing Mr. Chips along. Busted the seams, but I can squeeze a few more in. At the start, we were feeling fine, just a chance to spend some quality time. Now everybody's feeling mean, now they've got us under quarantine. Feels like my world is coming to an end. Feels like my world is coming to an end. Feels like my world is coming to an end. Feels like my world is coming to an end. All the teenage kids are back from the walls. It's like some form of martial law. My buddies are all climbing the walls since they closed the record store. People say it's just a phony disease, the army cooked up in some land. My head is aching and I've started to sneeze. What do you think about that? Shelves are packed with pasta and beans. I must have 100 tins. My toilet cabinet has bursted the seams, but I can squeeze a few more in. At the start, we were feeling fine, just to chat and share a bottle of wine. Now everybody's feeling mean, now they've got us under quarantine. Feels like my world is coming to an end. Feels like my world is coming to an end. Feels like my world is coming to an end. Feels like my world is coming to an end.
Baphomet was the devil, the old devil that was the body of a man and the head of a goat, which of course nobody believes in him anymore. but plenty of people still believe in Satan, certainly in America. And the idea was that he had gone the way of the old gods, like Zeus, etc. Nobody believes in them anymore. And that happened to Baphomet. And it was a message to Baphomet to say that it's going the same way with Satan. There's a line, Baphomet, Satan is yesterday's news. The world is so evil, he don't have no place in it. And it's the fact the world has become so corrupt that we don't need Satan anymore. We can manage without him. So he's finished. He's kind of a unemployment, chômage technique, you know. So that's the idea behind that one. But he still has to live somewhere. And the earth has always been his home. So at the end of the song, you have this line, this is still home, this is still home. That's very kind of mournful over this somber music. And it was really bizarre walking around the city when everything was dead. And just this line going through my head, this is still home, this is still home. Because it didn't feel like it. It felt like the end of the world.
Morpheus.
another interesting track. The guitarist Geronimo guested on a few numbers, and he's a love drone, as we all are. When we get the call, like Batman, the symbol in the sky, it's time for a new Love Drones album. So Geronimo played on this track, and it was very surf, twangy, Dwayne Eddy kind of sound. And it made me think of the Cramps. And in what became the chorus, there was a keyboard that just went da 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 da. And I thought it would be a good idea for the voice to follow this melody, and this rhythm. And the line came to mind, on the day that Lux Interior died. And I thought, yeah, it doesn't scan very well. It's clumsy, Lux Interior. And then I thought, well, what about the guitarist? What about Brian Gregory? Because he was the icon. He was the mythical one of the Cramps. You know, he only appeared on one album. He left after the first album. For no reason, for mysterious reasons. People said he was a Satanist. He died soon after, he died very young. So that became the day that Brian Gregory died. And originally it was just going to be instrumental verses and then this line during the chorus. And we decided for the verses it would be spoken word and I would be just explaining his life. You know, he moved up to the East Coast, sold records in a New York store, took up guitar with the Cramps and all this stuff. And then with the following choruses, expanded on the story of when he died, and Lux Interior threw a party and invited all the characters from the songs. All the songs that Brian Gregory played on, I managed to get most of them into the song, I think, apart from Surfing Bird. I forgot about that one. But Lux threw a party, invited them all, the teenage werewolf, the mad daddy, garbage man, human fly. They all came to the party. And then in the last chorus, everybody climbed aboard the drug train, took a trip on the mystery plane. So it's all these references to the Cramp songs that Brian Gregory played on. And then it's just the chorus line is, millions of surf punks collectively sighed on the day that Brian Gregory died, which is, you know, quite an unusual song. It's a nice rockabilly feel to it. Yeah, there are all kinds of things. Every song is different to the previous one.
Born in Michigan, 1951. His name from Brian Jones. Moved up to the East Coast. Sold records in a New York store. Civilization to foot in the shoe. Plasticine people with nothing to do. Millions of serpents collectively sighed on the day that Brian Gregory died. Took up guitar with the Cramps. Had an oozing guitar sound. And a face like a voodoo mask. Framed in black and white streaks. What a freak. Lux threw a party, invited them all. The teenage werewolf accepted the call. With the mad daddy, garbage man and human fly. On the day that Brian Gregory died. Everybody climbed aboard the drug train. Took a trip on the mystery plane. The zombies danced as they took strychnine. On the day that Brian Gregory died. Quit the band in 1980.
in a cloud of mystery. They said he was a Satanist. Passed away in 2001. But I guess he's gonna live on.
Civilization's a foot in a shoe. Plasticine people with nothing to do. Millions of serpents collectively sigh on the day that Brian Gregory died. Civilization's a foot in a shoe. Plasticine people with nothing to do. Millions of serpents collectively sigh on the day that Brian Gregory died.
Okay, your question regarding wearing masks. It's not something we do all the time. We've done concerts where we've worn masks, we've done concerts without. Equally for album sleeves, publicity shots. It's just something if the feeling takes us. And there's a kind of anonymity with a mask, and there's also a liberty. There's a freedom that comes with wearing a mask. You become a different person. You maybe take on the personality of the mask. And it's also the idea that the Love Drones is a floating collective of musicians. It's not always the same people on the album as the previous one. So there's this kind of fluid floating thing where the personnel in the band is not fixed and is therefore not the focal point. And I must mention, sadly, the guitarist of the Love Drones, who was on every album and was really a founder member, Mark Watier, also known as Mark Morgan, sadly died in January. And this is the last thing he worked on. I'm 100% sure that the last recordings he did was this, before he died. So that's very poignant and special. Makes this album very special as it's Mark's last creative work. And so it's a tribute to him. And he was on all the preceding albums and this one.
You say you are the singer of the X-ray specs. You hide in a playing card in your shoe, and your eyes are telling me things not true. There's a hole in your jacket and a diamond ring hanging down from the ceiling on a piece of string. Don't believe in the shadow man, he has no heart. Put your finger on the button, the fighting starts. When the wind is blowing and the moon is insane, hold up, take a breath and mention my name. It's Sky. My name is Sky. My eyes are two holes where cigarettes glow. My soul is a sinner, I'm a tale of woe. Diamonds shine in my rotten teeth. My breath is a stench with roses beneath. And that's why my name is Sky. Take a breath and mention my name, it's Sky. My name is Sky. My eyes are two holes where cigarettes glow, and my soul is a cinder, I'm a tale of woe. Diamonds shine in my rotten teeth. My breath is a stench with roses beneath, and that's why